兄姐妹们早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
很高兴见到大家。
I'm so happy to see you all of you.
让我们安静我们的心。
Let's quiet down our heart.
奉耶稣基督的名开始我们今天的崇拜。
In Jesus Christ's name, we'll start our worship today.
诗篇一百一十七篇这样说。
In Psalm 117, he said,
万国呀，你们都当赞美耶和华。
Praise the Lord, all you nations.
万民呐，你们都当颂赞他。
Exalt him, all you people.
因为他向我们大施慈爱。
For great is his love towards us.
耶和华的诚实存到永远。
And the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever.
你们要赞美耶和华。
Praise the Lord.
请我们大家起立，我们一起唱。愿你崇高。
Please stand and let's sing together.
我在万民中赞美你。我要在耶和华中立。
我要在万民 亚，耶和华的信实上达穹苍。哈利路亚，耶和华的慈爱高及诸天。我们要唱耶和华的大慈爱到永远，我们要唱耶和华的大慈爱直到万代。
我要唱耶和华的大慈爱到永远，我要唱，我要唱，我要唱耶和华的大慈爱到永远，我要唱耶和华的大慈爱，用我梦要人知道
是何等的宝贵，当我们与你同坐席的时候，那是何等的丰盛。你是生命的本源，在你光中必得见光。为你唱你慈爱何等宝贵。主啊，你慈爱是何等的宝贵，我们投靠在你翅膀底下。主啊，何等丰盛，我们与你同坐席。
So that we can see the light in you.
更让我们更深的认识你。
So that we can know you deeper.
能够在你里面与你一同坐席。
So that we can dwell and feast in you.
好让我们更深的经历在基督里的丰盛。
So that we can experience the abundance in Christ.
所以我们谢谢你召聚我们今天早上聚集在这里。
Lord, we thank you to gather us here.
主啊，我们渴慕能够与你一同坐席。
That we thirst for your feast.
我们渴慕来饮于生命的活水。
That we thirst to drink the origin of life.
我们渴慕今天早上再一次体验到在耶稣基督里丰盛的恩典。
That we can experience again your abundant grace.
对于我们这些已经来到圣所的人，我们感谢你把我们带到这里。
For those who have come to the sanctuary, we thank you for getting us here.
我们知道可能还有一些弟兄姐妹和朋友还在来的路上。
We know there are some brothers and sisters, they may be on their way.
主啊，求你保守他们平平安安的来到我们当中。
We ask you to protect their safety to come among us.
我们也纪念今天早上在这个同时在House of Joy 的 basement 有青少年的崇拜。
Lord, we also remember the youth worship in the basement of House of Joy.
所以这是一个新的尝试。
This is a new attempt.
我们真是感谢你。
And we truly thank you.
我们恳求你来使用艾保罗牧师。
We ask you to use Pastor Paul F.
还有几位和他一同配搭的青少年，还有大学生。
And also the youth and college co-workers.
让他们今天在那里，他们有非常美好的敬拜。
So that they have a beautiful worship together.
主啊，你再次挑旺他们爱主的心。
That you will stir up their heart of loving the Lord.
让这些青少年们在他们年轻的时候，他们就立定坚定的心志。要来跟随你。
So that these youths that in their young age they have made up their mind to follow you.
因为今天早上在他们聚会当中，你向他们说话。
In this meeting that you spoke to them.
更向他们发出挑战。
That you will give them challenges.
愿在2009年，我们看到很多我们青少年的孩子被主兴起。
That in the year of 2009, we pray that many youths will be raised by you.
成为被主使用的新的生力军。
They will become servants in the Lord.
不只是让我们教会的青少年事工更加的健壮。
Not only to make the youth ministry to be stronger.
也让他们把福音的影响带到他们的学校。
But they can bring the influence of the gospel to their campus.
也让更多的孩子因着他们也来到教会。
So that more youth can come to our church because of them.
主，我们也把我们成人在这里的聚会恭敬仰望。
That we also pray for our adults here.
想到在一个礼拜就要开学。
That the semester will start in a week.
不久之后，我们又会恢复更加的忙碌。
Then we'll resume our busy schedule.
在这个不是这么忙碌的时候，主啊，让我们在你里面有安静思想的机会。
Lord, let us spend more time in meditation when our schedule is not so busy.
让我们在这一年的第一个月，我们能够为今年的成长立定清楚的目标。
So that in these first months of the year, we can set up a clear goal for our growth.
真是愿意在这一年，我们每一个人 都经历到在主里面的成长。
So that in this year, everyone can experience the growth in Christ.
不只是个人，每一对夫妻，每一个家庭也都有好的成长。
Not only the individuals, but every couple, every family can have a good growth.
今天早上我们也再次为我们的姐妹敏菲来祷告。
This morning we again pray for our sister 敏菲。
求你继续保守看顾她。
We ask you to keep protecting her.
刚强她的身体，也刚强她的信心。
Strengthen her body and strengthen her faith.
就在未来几个月有陆陆续续有许多的挑战，我们仰望你。
There are still many challenges in the coming months.
带领他们一家，也带领我们教会，晓得怎样给他们很好的支持。
And you lead their, her family and also lead the church, knowing how to support his family.
我们愿意在他接受这个治疗的过程当中，他们一家及我们整个教会都经历到主的同在。
And during the process of therapy, may he, her family and all our, the church can experience your presence.
愿意在一切的事上，主的名被高举得荣耀。
So that in everything, your name will be raised.
听我们在你面前谦卑的祷告。
Listen to a humble prayer before you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
请坐。
我们下面是起应的时间。
Now is worship in responsive reading.
我们今天起应的经文在教会诗歌本后边723页。
The responsive reading is in page 723.
723页。
723.
第五篇。
Number 5.
请大家翻开教会诗本723页。
Please turn to your hymn book, page 723.
第五篇，我念细体字，大家念粗体字。
I'll read the regular parts. Please respond with the bold parts.
好，开始。我们知道偶像在世上算不得什么，也知道神只有一位，再没有别的神。然而我们只有一位神，就是父，万物都本于他，我们也归于他，只有并有一位主，就是耶稣基督，万物都是基着他有的，我们也是基着他有的。
耶和华以色列的君，以色列的救主，万军之耶和华如说，我是首先的，我是幕后的，除我以外再没有别的神。
愿耶和华我们的神昼夜垂念，每日为他仆人与他民以色列伸冤。
使地上的万民都知道唯有耶和华是神，并无别的神。
所以你们当向耶和华我们的神诚诚实的心，遵守他的律律，谨守他的诫命。
以色列啊，要当心，如果我们神是容易的主，
你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神。
其次就说要爱人如己，再没有别的良好诫命长大的。
感谢神的话。
那我们下面是奉献的时间。
Is worshiping offering.
奉献是我们每个基督徒的义务和本分。
Offering is the responsibility for Christians.
那如果你还没有准备好，或者你不明白奉献的意义的话
，You haven't prepared or you don't know the meaning of offering.
当奉献袋传到你的时候，请你恭敬的传给下一位。
We just pass the offering back on.
那我们奉献的时候唱一首诗歌。
Sing a song during the offering.
Yeah.
是所想，超过那一天所及，一切超乎所求，超得天上，超得地一切所及。
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们谢谢你丰丰富富的供应。
We thank you for your abundant providence.
你所供应的是超乎我们所求所想的。
That you have supplied more than enough for all our needs.
我们愿意把我们所得的十分之一奉献给你。
That we willingly dedicate our tenths before you.
恳求你悦纳。
That you will receive.
我们也愿意通过我们奉献来操练我们的信心。
And also through offering that we can exercise our faith.
主，我们也恳求你给我们信心。
Lord, we ask you to give us faith.
主，我们谢谢你每天都能够带领我们在你的面前。
We thank you for bringing us to your presence every day.
赐给我们一切日用所需。
Give us all our daily needs.
我们感谢主，我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Thank you, Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name.
好，我们下面是读经的时间。
Now it's scripture reading time.
好，我们今天所读的经文在《生命记》第六章一到二十五节。
The scripture reading is in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1 to 25.
在教会圣经三百零一节。
Your church Bible is page 301.
生命记第六章一到二十五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1 to 25.
在三百零一页。
Page 301.
找到之后听我读。
Please listen to my reading.
这是耶和华你们神所吩咐教训你们的诫命、律例、典章，使你们在所要过去得为业的地上遵行。好叫你和你子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华你的神，谨守他的一切律例诫命，就是我所吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长久。以色列啊，你要听，要谨守遵行，使你可以在那流奶与蜜之地得以享福，人数极其增多，正如耶和华你列祖的神所应许你的。以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。耶和华你的神领你进他向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许给你的地，那里有城户，又大又美，非你所建造的；有房屋装满各样美物，非你所装满的；有凿成的水井，非你所凿成的；还有葡萄园、橄榄园，非你所栽种的，你吃了而且饱足。那时你要谨慎，免得你忘记将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的耶和华。你要敬畏耶和华你的神，侍奉他，只照他的名起誓，不可随从别神，就是你们四围国民的神。因为在你们中间的耶和华你神是祭邪的神，唯恐耶和华你神的怒气向你发作，就把你从地上除灭。你们不可试探耶和华你们的神，像你们在玛撒那样试探他，要留意遵守耶和华你们神所吩咐的诫命、法度、律例。耶和华眼中看为正、看为善的，你都要遵行，使你可以享福，并可以进去得耶和华向你列祖起誓应许的那美地。照耶和华所说的，从你面前撵出你的一切仇敌。日后你的儿子问你说，耶和华我们神吩咐你们的这些法度、律例、典章是什么意思呢？ 你就告诉你的儿子说，我们在埃及做过法老的奴仆，耶和华用大能的手将我们从埃及领出来，在我们眼前将重大可怕的奇迹奇事施行在埃及地和法老并他全家的身上，将我们从那里领出来，要领我们进入他向我们列祖起誓应许之地，把这地赐给我们。耶和华又吩咐我们遵行这一切律例，要敬畏耶和华我们的神，使我们常得好处，蒙他保全我们的生命，像今日一样。我们若照耶和华我们神吩咐的一切诫命谨守遵行，这就是我们的义了。下面是信息的时间。好，我们把时间交给牧师。
弟兄姐妹们平安。上个主日艾保罗牧师已经提过，今年上半年主日信息的主题是将最好的献主。
Last Sunday, Pastor Paul F. has mentioned that the theme of this year is to give up your best to the Master.
特别是从今年的二月初到四月初，我们在中文堂和英文堂都会用旧约的马拉基书来讲一系列的信息。
Especially from February to April, that both our worships will use the Malachi in Old Testament to talk about these things.
在一月份康奈尔大学生还没回来之前，我们会用圣经当中的其他经文也来讲同样一个主题，将最好的献主。
In January, when not all the students have come back, we'll use other passage to talk about this theme of give of your best to the master.
今天我们看的经文是旧约生命记第六章的一到二十五节。
Today the passage we read is in Deuteronomy chapter 6, 1 to 25.
为什么选这段经文呢？
Why do we choose this passage?
在新约福音书有记载说，曾经有人问耶稣说，诫命当中哪一条是最要紧的呢？
Gospel Mark that somebody asked Jesus of all the commandments which is the most important.
耶稣回答时首先讲的一段话是，第一要紧的就是说，以色列啊，你要听主我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神。
When Jesus replied, his first passage is the most important one is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord with your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.
耶稣的回答就是根据《生命记》第六章。
Jesus' reply is from Deuteronomy chapter 6.
几千年来，一直到今天，《生命记》第六章对犹太人来说始终是一段特别重要的经文。
For thousands of years, Deuteronomy chapter 6 is a very special passage to the Jews.
每次他们谈到自己与神关系的时候，都会引用这段经文。
Whenever they mention their relationship with God, they will use this passage.
尤其是第六章四到九节。
Especially verse 4 to 9.
是所有虔诚的犹太人从小就要经常背诵的一段经文。
The old pious Jews that they have to recite this passage from their youth.
而耶稣也说这是诫命当中第一要紧的。
And Jesus has said this is the most important one.
这说明了这段经文不仅是对以色列人很重要，对基督徒来说也很重要。
This illustrates that not only this passage is important for the Jews, but also important for Christians.
那这段经文到底在说什么？有什么重要？
But what is really in this passage? What is the importance?
我们就一同来看。
Let's read together.
首先在六章一节，圣经说，这是耶和华你们神所吩咐教训你们的诫命、律例、典章。
First, in chapter 6, verse 1, it says,These are the commands, decrees, and laws of the Lord your God. Direct me to teach you to observe.
在这个地方，诫命的原文是单数，而后面的律例典章是复数。
And here in the original text, the command is a singular, and the decrees and laws are plural.
那单复数中文圣经看不出来。
You cannot tell whether it's single or plural in the Chinese Bible.
而这边显示的英文 NIV 它为了翻译的流畅， 也略去了细节，就翻成了 These are the commands, decrees, and laws.
And in the NIV Bible, because to be more fluent in translations, so they also have the commands, decrees, and laws, all in plural form.
其实如果要更精确抓到这个句子的意思，需要注意到这边的 command 诫命在原文里面很清楚的是单数。
If you want to grasp the accurate meaning of this passage, you have to notice that in the original text, the command is in single term.
所以一些英文的圣经译本，例如 New Revised Standard Version 或者是 New American Standard, 就翻成了 This is the commandment, 单数 decrees and laws.
So in other English translation, like Revised Standard Version or New American Standard, it's translated, this is the commandment.
意思是说这边有一个诫命。
It means that there's only one commandment here.
而这一个诫命，神用一些律例典章来吩咐教训大家。
And within this one commandment, God used the decrees and laws to tell people to observe.
换句话说，在第六章之前提到的十诫，所有一条条的律例典章所要表达的，其实都可以用一个最基本的命令来总括。
In other words, that in the Ten Commandments in the previous five chapters of Deuteronomy, that all the laws and decrees can be summarized in one commandment.
在六章一到三节只讲到谨守遵行以及为什么要谨守遵行。
In the chapter 6, verse 1 to 3, it only tells why we need to observe all these things.
一直到六章四节才正式的讲到这个包括一切的首要诫命是什么。
And then only until verse 4, it says that what is this principal commandment?
那在这边我要向大家介绍一个希伯来字叫做什么。
Now I want to introduce a word in Hebrew called Shema.
Shema 这个字就是在以色列啊，你要听这句话里面那个你要听。
Shema in the words is the hear, or hear, or Israel as the hear.
是一个语气非常强烈，叫大家都注意的一个字。
It's a very strong term to raise all the attention possible.
六章三节中文圣经也有个以色列啊，你要听，但是动词形态不一样。
In the chapter 6, verse 3, that there's also a O here, O Israel, but this is a different verb.
六章四节的听啊，以色列，语气强得多。
And in the verse 4, in this here, O Israel, this is a very strong tone.
就好像颁布圣旨一样。
This is like an emperor's decree.
要大家好好的听，仔细的听，然后要恭敬的去遵守，去谨守。
That you need to listen carefully and also listen up respectfully and be obediently.
那这句话用希伯来文来念的话，就是 Shema Israel.
If in original text Hebrew, it's Shema Israel.
那这个 Shema Israel 在生命记里面出现了七次。
And the Shema Israel in Deuteronomy, it happens seven times.
每一次都是宣告很重要的事。
Each time is a very important proclamation.
举几个例子。
Let's cite a few examples.
在四章一节讲到 Shema Israel.
In the chapter 4, verse 1, it says Shema Israel.
在第五章第一节重新提醒大家十诫的时候又说 Shema Israel.
In chapter 5, verse 1, when we remind people of the Ten Commandments, it says, Shema Israel.
在第九章第一节即将要过约旦河的时候再说 Shema Israel.
Chapter 9, verse 1, before they cross the Jordan River, they say, Shema Israel.
所以 Shema 这个字在圣经出现很多次，每次出现都很重要。
So there are many times Shema appears, and every time it's very important.
但是很有意思，你去问以色列人 Shema 是什么？
But if you ask a Jew what is the meaning of Shema,
他不会跟你讲十诫。
He's not going to talk to you about Ten Commandments.
他不会跟你讲过约旦河。
He won't talk to you about crossing the Jordan River.
多半他会把生命记第六章四到九节背给你听。
Most often he will recite Deuteronomy chapter 6 from verse 4 to 9.
什么这个字不只是在希伯来的字典、神学字典、宗教字典查得到。
Shema is a word that you can not only found in the Hebrew dictionary or the theological dictionary or religion dictionary.
在美国大学生通用的韦氏字典里面也查得到。
You can also find in Webster dictionary.
所以这个希伯来字已经成为一个专有名词。
So this Hebrew word has become a special term.
你去查字典，它一定会叫你去读《申命记》第六章四到九节。
If you look in the dictionary, it will certainly guide you to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to 9.
那么Shema到底讲了什么？
What is really talked about in Shema?
基本上有两大点。
There are two main points.
第一句话，耶和华我们神是独一的主。
The first sentence is the Lord our God. The Lord is one.
这指出神向我们启示最基本的一个真理。
This is the one of the most fundamental truths that God has revealed to us.
这个真理这一句话把我们所信的与世上其他一切宗教所信的分别出来。
This has separated our faith away from all the religions in this world.
第二句话，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
The second sentence, love the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
这指出了神要所有相信这个真理的人有了一个最根本的回应。
This is the most basic response that God requires of people that believe in this truth.
今天早上我们就要从这两大点一同来思想我们与神之间的关系。
We'll think about these two main points to meditate our relationship with God.
好，第一，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
First, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
紧跟在 Shema Israel 之后，圣经用了一句非常简洁的话来宣告上帝是谁。
Immediately after hear, O Israel, the Bible used a very concise sentence to say, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
这句话说耶和华我们神是独一的主。
It said, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
刚刚已经提过，在新约时代，耶稣自己也引用了这段经文，说这是所有诫命当中第一要紧的。
So we just mentioned that in New Testament, Jesus has just mentioned that within all the commandments, this is the most important.
当时一个文士听到耶稣这样说之后，就随着耶稣进一步说了一句话。
So the scribe, after hearing Jesus about this, he also followed Jesus saying,
他说神是一位实在不错，除了他以外，再没有别的神。
So well said.You are right in saying that God is one and there's no other but Him.
而耶稣肯定他的回答，说他的回答是对的，是有智慧的。
And so teacher has confirmed that his teacher said is right and wise.
所以耶和华我们神是独一的主，这句话要表达的基本就是除了他以外，再没有别的神。
So this sentence, he said, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, is that the Lord is the only God, there's no other God.
这句话我们现在也就觉得，哎呀，不觉得有什么。
You may not feel something very special about this.
但是对当时的以色列来说，这是一件非常特别的事。
But to the Israel at that time, this is a very special matter.
因为神呼召亚伯拉罕和他的子孙来跟随他的时候，当时世界上所有的民族都在拜各式各样的神。
When God called Abraham and his descendants to follow him, all the nations had followed all the different kinds of gods.
而且大家拜的都不只是一个神，而是很多的神。
There are many gods, many forms of God that people worship.
所以这位创造宇宙天地万物至高的真神要告诉我们的第一件事情，就是唯有他是独一的真神。
So these, the most high God, the creator of the universe, the first thing he wants to tell us that he is the only true God.
他强调说我并不是世人所拜的众多神子当中的一个。
He said, I'm not only one of the gods that the world worshipped.
我甚至也不是他们当中比较大、比较有能力的那一位。
Even I'm not the greater or the mightier one.
唯有我是独一的真神。
I'm the only true God.
对于我们今天在座的人来说
to us here,
无论你原来成长的时候的这个信仰的背景是什么
no matter what kind of religion during your growth,
当我们今天来到神面前希望认识他希望成为一位基督徒的时候
when we come before him, we wish to know him and become a Christian,
我们必须清清楚楚地知道宇宙天地万物只有一位创造的主宰
we must know clearly that within this universe there's only one creator.
只有一位真神。
Only one true God.
也唯有真神才是配得我们敬拜的对象。
Only the true God is worthy of our worship.
我们在这里没有意思要否定或排斥其他的宗教。
We're not here trying to deny or exclude other religions.
但是神在圣经里面很清楚地告诉我们，他是祭邪的神。
In the Bible, he said very clearly that God is he's a jealous God.
意思就是他不能容忍人用其他的假神来代替他。
It means that he cannot tolerate that people use other false gods to replace him.
因为当我们这样做的时候，就好像人把假爸爸当真爸爸，把真爸爸当假爸爸。
If you do this, it's like taking a stranger to your father or taking your father as a stranger.
这会让亲生生我们的父亲何等伤心。
If you do this, it will really hurt the true father.
今天我们要谈将最好的献主。
Today we're talking about give of your best to the master.
首先要弄清楚的是在我们的心目当中是否真的只有一位独一的真神。
The first thing to be clear is that in our heart is there only one God.
还是我们把一些不是真神的东西放在太高的地位，甚至取代了神。
Or replace other things in a very high positions to replace God.
听啊，以色列。
Hear, O Israel.
如果你真明白真相信耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你就会发现将最好的献主是理所当然的。
If you truly understand and truly believe that the Lord our God, the Lord is one, then you will know that this is a right to give all your best to the Lord.
你也就会心甘乐意的去做。
And you will do it willingly.
如果你不明白不相信耶和华我们神是独一的主，
If you do not understand or do not believe that the Lord our God, the Lord is one,
那我再怎么样劝你将最好的献主，都不会有什么果效。
If, however, I try to convince you to give your best to the Lord, this will not be effective.
你就算试着去做也不会心安乐意，只会觉得很勉强。
If you try to do it, you just feel compulsory and you will not be feeling willing.
所以今天早上我邀请大家认真思想的第一个问题就是，你是否知道耶和华我们的神是独一的主？
So the first question I'd like you to think about this morning is to do you really know that the Lord our God, the Lord is one?
你是否相信他既然是独一的真神，你和我就当在生活当中单单的遵从他，信靠他，侍奉他？
Do you believe that if he is the only true God that in our lifeWe should only worship, trust, and serve them.
选拔的第二句话是你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
The second sentence in Shema is you love the Lord with your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
这边讲的是我们应该有的回应。
This is the response that we should give to God.
我们一旦知道耶和华神是独一的主，就当以尽心、尽性、尽力爱神的态度。
Once we know that the Lord our God, the Lord is one, then we should love the Lord with all our heart, our soul, and our strength.
什么叫尽心、尽性、尽力？
What does he mean here by with all our heart, soul, and strength?
我们不需要太刻意的去解剖分析。哎呀，什么叫做尽心？什么叫做尽意？什么叫做尽力？
We don't have to do a careful anatomy for the heart and soul and strength.
基本上他的意思就是要整个人全心全意没有保留的爱神。
It says here is that you should love the Lord with your whole heart and mind without any reservation.
我们的主既然是独一的，我们对他的回应也应该是专一的。
If our Lord is the only God, then our response to him should be unique and focused.
以前我刚信主的时候，在教会里面，每一次讲到啊，应该如何爱主，大家都会说，我们应该把神放在第一位。
When I first believed in the Lord, every time I hear the passage in church, that people say that we should put God in our number one place.
这个观念我也接受了，没有觉得有什么不好。
And this concept I have accepted and didn't think that's wrong.
来到 Ithaca 之后，有一年黄小石长老来带领布道会。
After I come to Ithaca, once there's an elder Huang has come to lead the evangelistic meeting.
那礼拜六早上，他另外拿出时间，给我们一些同工勉励。
On Sunday morning, he used some time to give the coworkers some encouragement.
他其中的一点分享让我印象非常深刻。
One of his sharing made me deeply impressed.
他说我们爱神不能只是说把他放在第一位。
He said that saying that we love God cannot say that God is.Number one.
你想看看，如果我对我的太太说你是我的 number one， 她会很满足吗？
You think about it. If I tell my wife say that you are my number one, do you think that she will be satisfied?
她一定会问，怎么？你还有 number two 和 number three 啊？
That will ask who is the number two and number three.
所以我们对我们的太太的爱，不能只把它当做 number one 来看待。
So even for our love to our wives, cannot be only the number one.
而必须打从心里来认定她是我的 only one.
From our hearts, she can be the only one.
现在这个时代，婚姻出轨的人越来越多。
In this generation, there are many affairs in marriage.
我遇到过好几个男人有婚外情被抓到之后，居然还会这样子对配偶说。
I met several men after their affairs. They still try to comfort their wife by saying.
哎呀，你还是我最爱的，他在我心中的地位不能跟你比啊。
You are still my number one, that her place cannot be compared with you.
这是自欺欺人，这是可恶啊。
And this is very disgusting.
现在想想我们与神的关系。
Let's think about our relation with God.
有多少人明明知道该给神的，不给神？
There are many people who know that we should give to God, but didn't.
不是给不出来，是舍不得给。
It's not that you cannot give, but you are not willing to give.
但是还是厚着脸皮对神说：“神啊，我相信你可以谅解，我还是挺爱你的，你永远是我的 number one.”
Still shamelessly say to God, "God, I believe you can understand me. I still love you. I still am my number one."
在这边我需要特别说明。
Here I need to explain specially.
我们不是用一些绝对的标准来衡量每个人的外在表现。
That I'm not going to evaluate your behavior with some absolute standard.
不是在那里说啊，谁谁谁的表现没有达到某一个标准，所以我们认定他没有尽心、尽性、尽力爱神。
Is not trying to put a standard to somebody's behavior and say that, oh, this person hasn't loved the Lord with all the heart and soul and strength.
然后说啊，另外一个弟兄表现达到了那个标准，所以证明了他是尽心、尽性、尽力爱神。
And maybe another brother has achieved that standard, so he has loved the Lord with heart and soul and strength.
那样的想法不是圣经的教导。
This is not biblical teaching.
尽心、尽性、尽力爱神讲的是态度。
You love your God with all your heart, soul, and strength is talking about your attitude.
是在于我们自己是否全心全意的在追求一天比一天更加的爱神，讨神的喜悦。
Okay, it is determined by whether you have loved the Lord and pursued the Lord with all your mind, that every single day you like to love the Lord more.
需要衡量的是方向。
The thing that needs to be evaluated is the direction.
我们的心是否专一的向着神，跟随着神？
That our heart, is our heart a focus on God?
心是不是一天比一天更与神贴近，灵命不断的长进？
Is our heart being close to God every single day, and our spiritual life has been growing?
所以对于一个刚信主，过去主日聚会不稳定，很少读圣经的人来说，
So for a new believer that he didn't come to church regularly or he seldom read the Bible.
也许在他刚信主的阶段，尽心、尽性、尽力爱神的具体表现，只是需要操练，把每个主日分别出来。
Maybe in his days of newly belief, that he just the actual behavior for loving the Lord with all the heart, soul, and strength is to come to the Sunday worship every single week.
立定心志，一定把这日归给神，来与弟兄姐妹一同敬拜神。
That he had this determined to separate this Sunday worship out to worship God.
也立定心志，要养成每天读经祷告的习惯。
That he make up his mind to pray and read the Bibles every day.
就算一开始常常失败，有的时候做一天忘两天。
Maybe in the beginning, maybe failure that you do one day and forgot for 2 days.
只要心志不变，继续努力，可能在神眼中，他就算是一位学习在尽心、尽性、尽力爱神的人。
but as long as he has the determination and he's trying hard, maybe in God's eyes he's already loved God with all his heart, soul, and strength.
而对于一个信主多年的基督徒来说
but for a Christian that has believed the Lord for many years,
也许他每个主日按时来教会从来不缺席。
Maybe he come to the Sunday worship every Sunday and never being absent.
他每一季还完成教会的读经运动的进度后还持续的十一奉献。
And every season he has finished the Bible readathon and also offering regularly.
但是如果他觉得他自己够好了
if he feel himself is good enough,
心中没有渴慕成长
and he didn't thirst for the continuous growth.
从来不去想他可以如何的把更好的献给主
and he never think about how to giveOf his best to the Lord.
很可能在神的眼中，他一点都没有尽心、尽性、尽力爱神。
Maybe in God's eye, these Christians has not loved the Lord with all his heart, soul, and strength.
前一阵子我读了 William Carey 的传记，是英文的。
In the past, I have read the biography of William Carey.
每天睡觉前读一点，花了差不多一个礼拜把它读完。
Before I go to sleep every night, I have spent about a week to finish it.
读的那几天，我实在太感动了，太好多次要求我太太啊，听我跟她分享。
I feel so moved that many times I ask my wife, "Can I please share with you?"
William Carey 出生在英国一个不是很富裕的家庭。
William Carey was born in a poor family.
他那时候能够在鞋店当一个学徒，已经是觉得非常幸运了。
He feels himself very lucky to become an apprentice in a shoe shop.
但是神得着了他的心。
But God has obtained his heart.
他就全心全意的爱主。
That he has loved the Lord with all his heart, soul, and strength.
他非常的好学，而且非常乐意谦卑的服侍主。
He's very dedicated in learning and also loves to serve the Lord.
所以他这个鞋店的学徒，居然一边工作。一边学习圣经原文的希腊文和希伯来文。
So even as apprentice in the shoe shop, that during his work, he has learned the original Hebrew and the Greek text.
每个语言他一两年就学会了。
For every language, you only need to spend about 1 to 2 years.
他还把欧洲几个语文，像德文、意大利文也都学会了。
He also learned the German, Italian, of the European language.
他又爱主又好学，很自然就有越来越多服侍主的机会。
Love the Lord and he's dedicated learning, so there are more and more chance for him to serve in the church.
所以教会要去讲道。
The church invited him to preach.
后来担任牧师
，becoming pastor.
在当时那是很让人羡慕的工作。
That is a job that everybody envy.
但是神让 William Carey 看到世界上还有很多的地方，的人从来没有听到福音。
But God has led William Carey to see that in this world that many places.They have never heard about the gospel.
于是他勇敢地站起来呼吁，说英国教会应该要差派人到海外去宣教。
So he bravely stand and to proclaim that the church in England should send missionaries for the mission work.
但是那是公元一千七百多年。
But this is in the 1700s.
当时的英国教会完全没有海外宣教的观念。
That time there's no concept of mission in the Church of England.
所有人都反对 William Carey 的看法。
All people object to the point of view of William Carey.
他们说，如果上帝让那些地方的人得救，上帝一定自己有办法，不需要我们花这么大的力气把人送去远方。
You see, if God wants to save those people, He will have His own methods. It doesn't take our great efforts.To send people there.
经过好一段时间的努力，才有几个人被他说服，同意支持宣教。
After a long time, there are several people being convinced by him and agree to support mission.
到了要考虑差派谁的时候，威廉·凯瑞很自然的跟另外一个人成为第一批的宣教士，去到了印度。
When they think about who to send, then William Carey naturally, with one of his friends, become the first missionary to India.
当他们的经济能力非常有限、
they have really poor means.
所以刚到印度的时候吃尽了苦头。
So they met a lot of difficulties in India.
住的地方有毒蛇有老虎。
Where they live, there are snakes and tigers.
最可怕的是疟疾跟霍乱。
And also malaria and cholera.
所以他自己的孩子、太太、同工一个一个死去。
So his children, his wife, his co-workers, one by one, they all die.
他自己也好几次病到几乎要死。
And many times he himself almost sick to death.
最让他难过的是，他到了印度都过了五年七年，还没有任何一个印度人愿意信主受洗。
What is worse, even after 5 or 7 years in India, there's not even one Indian has believed the Lord.
好几次他觉得自己非常的没用。
Many times he feels he's worthless.
他非常的灰心失望。
He's very disappointed.
特别是在他孩子生病死去，太太精神失常的打击之下，他考虑过是不是该离开印度回英国。
And when his children die, or and when his wife becomes insane.And many times he had thought about whether he should return to England.
但是在这些困难打击当中，他一次又一次被神的爱激励，就又站起来。
But through all these difficulties, one time after the other, he has been encouraged by the love of God.
他不论多忙，困难多大，他从来没有中断学习印度各样的语言。
No matter how busy he was or how difficult situations, he never stopped learning all the languages in India.
从来没有中断来进行圣经的翻译。
He never stopped translating the Bible to the Indian language.
因此他到了印度16年就把全本圣经翻译成印度其中一种主要的文字。
So after 16 years to India, he has translated the whole Bible into one of the main languages in India.
他还编了字典跟文法书。
He also has put together the dictionary and the grammar book.
那个成就不只是震惊了全印度、全英国，还震惊了欧美许多国家。
This achievement has astonished the whole India, England, and all many countries in Europe.
后来威廉·凯瑞听到有人说他是啊英国家喻户晓的大英雄，他一点都不高兴。
Actually, when William Carey heard that he has become a hero to many people, he doesn't feel pleased.
他非常的惶恐地说，伟大的不是威廉·凯瑞，而是威廉·凯瑞所侍奉的神。
He said that the great one is not William Carey, but the great one is the God that William Carey served.
威廉·凯瑞年轻的时代，在刚开始推动海外宣教的时候，曾经讲过一句名言。
When William Carey was young and tried to promote the mission works in overseas,
说期望神行大事，图谋大事为神。
He said that this expect great things from God, attempt great things.For God.
后来他自己就一生照着这个座右铭而活。
He has followed his words closely for all his life.
从他1793年32岁离开英国，到他1834年73岁死在印度，41年没有回过英国一次。
On his first trip to India in 1793, when he was only 32, until he died at the age of 73, he hadn't returned to England for 41 years.
他死之前为几件事情感到很遗憾。
He actually feels sorry for several things before he died.
第一是觉得他带信主的印度人太少。
First, he feels that too few Indians that he had brought to the Lord.
他到印度之后第七年才有一个人愿意不顾其他印度人的逼迫而受洗。
Only after the seventh year, there's only one Indian. Regardless of all the oppositions, he believed in the Lord.
但是情形从此有了突破。
And this is the, but then there's a breakthrough.
到了 William Carey 死之前，已经有几千位印度人信主受洗。
Thousands of Indians believed in the Lord and received baptism before William Carey died.
他另外一个遗憾是他没有完成他圣经翻译的计划。
The other things he feels sorry for is that he didn't really finish his plan for translating the Bible.
他原先立下的心志是在他有生之年完成印度最主要九种文字的全本圣经翻译工作。
Originally, he determined to finish the translation of the whole Bible for the 9 main language in India.
这个目标没有达到。
He didn't achieve his goal.
但是他还是完成了五种文字整本圣经的翻译。
But he still finished the whole Bible translation for 5 languages.
而且还另外翻了30几种印度和亚洲其他文字部分圣经的翻译工作。
For part of the Bible, there are more than 30 Indian and other parts of the languages.
他还翻了一部分的中文圣经。
Even including Chinese.
我在读威廉·凯瑞传记的时候，好几次被感动到晚上睡觉的时候都忍不住在那里一想再想。
When I read about William Carey's biography, I cannot sleep, but thinking about his biography.
我羡慕的并不是他伟大的成就。
What I envy is not the great achievement he of him.
也不是他那个不可思议的语言天分和兴趣。
Not only the incredible talent in languages and interest.
让我最稀奇、最羡慕的是他那一颗单单纯纯爱主、全心全意想要为主而活的心。
What astonishes me the most is his pure heart and his whole heart to serve the Lord.
多少次被打击到什么依靠都没有了。
There's so many strikes that he feels that he has nothing to rely on.
但是他抓紧主到神面前祷告，就要站起来继续服侍主，继续翻译圣经。
He has grasped the Lord and prayed before the Lord, and many times he has stand up again to continue to serve the Lord and translate the Bible.
我知道很客观很诚实的来说，我担任一间教会的牧师要处理的事情已经够多够杂，不是一般人所能体会。
Well, from an objective point of view, me as a pastor of the church, that there are many complicated matters I have to deal with.
尤其是最近这一两年，我明显的感觉到体力、视力、记忆力、思考力都大不如前。
Especially within these 2 years, my stigma, vision, memory, and the reasoning.Has not been the same as before.
但是读威廉·凯里传记的时候，我忍不住问自己：我有尽心、尽性、尽力爱神吗？
But after reading the biography of William Carey, I cannot help but ask myself: Have I loved the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my strength?
我发现我没有办法肯定的说有。
I found that I cannot say it in a definite way.
我发现神在对我说：孩子。提起劲，更紧紧的来跟随我。
I found that God is saying to me, "Child, get up and follow me more closely."
因为在耶稣基督里还有好多更加丰盛的恩典，我希望带领你去经历。
And there are more abundant grace in Jesus Christ. I would like to bring you to experience.
这是我自己的一些反省。
This is my meditation myself.
我不知道神会要你用什么方式来审查衡量你是否有尽心尽性尽力爱神。
I don't know what kind of method God would like you to examine yourself, that whether you have loved the Lord with all your heart, soul, and strength.
我也不知道神是否会给你一些具体的指引，要你在2009年的一开始就立定心智，采取一些实际的调整行动。
I don't know if God will give you some practical guidance so that in this2009, you were made up your mind to set up some practical goals.
我相信这牵涉的是我们内心的态度。
I think this is really the attitude in our heart.
也关系到我们灵命成长的方向。
Also, the direction for our spiritual growth.
一定有一些事情是我们应当调整，可以调整，而且现在就应该把握时机采取行动。
There must be something that we can.And we should adjust, and we can take the right time to make some action.
最后，我想回到《生命记》第六章当时的历史环境来思想审判的意义。
Finally, I would like to bring to the historical environment in Deuteronomy chapter 6 to think about what's the meaning of Shema.
我们知道神借着摩西讲《生命记》第六章那些话的时候，摩西已经年纪很大，离死期不远了。
We know that when the God has tell Moses about the chapter 6 of Deuteronomy, Moses is really old and he's near death.
在那之前约40年摩西刚带领以色列人出埃及。
About 40 years ago, Moses had led the Israelites to out of Egypt.
那时候他们曾经有一次机会可以进到神所应许的迦南美地。
There's one opportunity that they can enter into Canaan, the promised land.
但是当时绝大多数的以色列人一看到困难就对神失去信心，不愿意照神的吩咐往前走。
But most of the Israelites, when they meet the first difficulties, they lose their faith and are not willing to follow God's commands to go forward.
后来的下场是他们没有办法进到应许之地。
That resulting that they cannot get into the promised land.
整个民族在旷野漂流将近40年。
The entire nation has wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
等到当初出埃及的那一代人都死去了，神才给他们第二次机会进迦南。
only when most of the people in that generation have died, and God gave them the second chance to enter the promised land.
生命记就是这四十年旷野漂流即将结束的时候写的。
Deuteronomy is after its 40 years of wilderness, that it was written.
生命记是这卷书希腊文的书名。
Deuteronomy is a Greek word for the title of the book.
意思是重生命令，也就是把原来的命令再重新讲一次。
The meaning is the redeclaration of the original command.
我们看一看第六章一到三节。
Let's read the verse 1 to 3.
神讲这些话是要提醒以色列人一定要谨守什么的大原则。
God said his words is to remind the Israelites that they have to hold on to this principal command of Shema.
守这个原则，他们才能够进到应许之地，也才能在那里享受神的祝福。
Only by observing his principal commands, they can enter the promised land and they can enjoy God's blessing.
这边有一个非常基本的属灵原则。
There's a very basic spiritual principle here.
就是需要先凭信心顺服神。
Is you have to obey the Lord in your faith.
要先凭信心尽心尽性尽力的爱神。
That through faith you will love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind.
才会进入神的丰盛，经历新的祝福。
Then you can enter into God's abundance and experience the new blessing.
很多人常常会从很功利的角度想，神如果先祝福我这个，祝福我那个，那我就会更加的相信他使用他。
Many people may think that if God, from a practical point of view, maybe God will bless me this and that, then I will believe and serve him more.
我相信神是有可能特别怜悯一些人。
I believe the Lord may have special mercy on several people.
会先给他给他祝福，加添他的信心。
Give him blessings to add on his faith.
但基本上这不是圣经清楚教导的属灵原则。
But this is not the the principles that the Bible clearly teaches.
在圣经当中，那些至终经历神属天祝福的人，都是那些先愿意凭信心。信靠顺服神，先把自己献上的人。
In the Bible, those people who receive the heavenly blessing is those people is first willing to through faith to obey God and dedicate himself.
这个真理很重要。
This is a very important truth.
因为我们在座的每一个人一定都会觉得生活当中有各式各样的难处。
Because everyone here, you may have all the different kind of difficulties in your life.
我想客观的来说，对于任何一个还没有每天读圣经的人，要一开始啊拿出五分钟、十五分钟、三十分钟读圣经，一定不会是一件容易的事。
Maybe even objectively speaking, for anyone that hasn't really read the Bibles every day, they ask you to study the Bible every day for 15-30 minutes.
特别如果你觉得你工作已经够忙了，课业压力已经够大了，你会觉得这样的调整根本不可能。
Especially for people who is really already very busy, a lot of pressure, you will think that this kind of adjustment is not possible.
或者谈到金钱的奉献
or about offering in money.
对一个从来没有操练金钱奉献的人，要开始固定的将收入的一部分拿出来奉献，一定不会是一件容易的事。
For people have never practiced offering, that the asking to regularly to give offering, this is not going to be an easy matter.
特别是如果你常常觉得，哎呀，我的钱已经不够用，我还正在积极的存钱，想要买车买房子，你会觉得根本拿不出钱来奉献给神。
Especially for people with limited means, that the you try to save to buy cars and house.They will feel that there's no money to left for God.
对一个从来没有习惯去参加祷告会的人，要开始固定的参加团契祷告会和教会祷告会，也绝对不会是一件容易的事。
For people who have never attended the prayer meeting and ask him to go to the prayer meeting regularly, this is not going to be an easy matter.
有太多的原因会让他每次最后还是说，啊，还是不要去算了。
There can be many reasons for him to give up.
这些想法其实和以色列人当初第一次不愿意进迦南的原因没有太大的差别。
And all the thoughts are pretty similar to the Israelites when they first not willing to go into the promised land.
你看到困难，你不想付代价，就想我在原地踏步就好。
You see the difficulties. You don't are willing to pay the cost. You just want to trot without making any progress.
什么的信息是不要失去神祝福你的机会。
The message Shema is that do not lose the opportunity for God to bless you.
你要先肯凭信心顺服神，尽心尽性尽力的爱他，才会进入迦南美地，经历神的祝福。
You have to first through faith to love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and strength. Then you can enter the promised land, experience His blessing.
好，这是进迦南美地之前。
This is before they go into the promised land.
我们再看六章十到十二节。
And then we see the chapter 6, verse 10 to 12.
这边的提醒是，等到你们后来进到应许之地，享受到各样祝福的时候，可别在饱足之中把神给忘了。
It's as the reminder that after they enter the promised land, they have received all the blessings, that within all these abundance, do not forget about God's blessing.
我们认识一些人，原先东西不多的时候，很肯祷告，热心追求，也很肯侍奉。
I know many people when they do not, they only have limited means, they're willing to pray and seek the Lord fervently.
等到后来有好的工作，职位越爬越高之后，就越来越少把心和时间给神。
But after they have a good job and they have a high positions.And they have give less and less time to the Lord.
结果物质上的饱足反而带来他们在灵命上的亏损。
The abundance in materials has resulted in their a poor condition in their spiritual life.
对我们教会绝大多数人来说 ，Ithaca 不是久居之地。
For most people in Ithaca, this is not a place that you will stay for a long time.
多半的人在这里的工作不是最理想的，薪水不高，职位低，而且没什么保障。
Many people that this job is not the most ideal, you don't have a high salary, it's a low position, and it's not a long-term guarantee.
所以弟兄姐妹在这里工作一段时间，必须开始找其他工作的时候，我总是非常诚恳地为他们祷告。
And after a time that you have worked here and searched for other jobs, and I always sincerely pray for these people.
等到他们找到工作搬离开这里的时候，我也是打从心里为他们高兴。
When they have found a more steady job and they move away from here, I really feel happy for them from my heart.
我唯一挂心的是他们搬到新的地方之后，会不会随即加入当地的团契和教会，继续在主里面追求长进。
What I worry is that after they move to a new place, will they immediately participate in a fellowship in church?
尤其是有了好的工作，经济能力、生活条件都大大提高之后，他们还不会不会尽心、尽性、尽力的爱神？
Especially after they have a good job and have a good economy status, will they still love the Lord with all their heart, soul, and strength?
这是六章十到十二节的提醒。
This is the reminder in chapter 6, verse 10 to 12.
也是 Shema 要传递第二方面重要的信息。
And this is the second important message of Shema.
Shema 第三方面的重要的信息是要把信仰认真地传递给我们的孩子。
The third important message of Shema is that we need to give this, our faith seriously to our children.
第二节说要提到要叫你的子子孙孙一生敬畏神。
In verse 2, saying about that all your children need to observe the Lord in their lives.
第七节说要把信仰殷勤地教训你的儿女。
And in verse 7, it says that you need to impress on your children and talk to them what you are, the role that you follow.
尤其是在家庭的生活当中要时时刻刻表里一致地活出来。
Especially in the family life, you have to live according what you proclaim.
二十到二十五节说，将来你的孩子问你，哎，我们为什么要这样子相信侍奉神？你要说得出来，要能够解释得清楚。
In verse 20 to 25, when your children ask why do we need to believe and serve the Lord in this way, you need to be able to talk about it and explain very clearly.
在这里，我要再次语重心长地提醒所有的家长。
Here I would like to again seriously remind all the parents.
一定要非常谨慎小心地看重你孩子灵命的成长。
Yeah, you need to be very careful and to focus on the spiritual growth of your children.
绝对不要以为你的小孩只要来参加儿童主日学、青少年主日学，就会成为爱主的基督徒。
Do not take it for granted that your children will become a Christian loving the Lord by coming to the Sunday school and youth fellowship.
最新的统计数字显示，今天有75%在基督徒家庭长大的孩子 在离开家去读大学之后就再也不去教会。
As a new statistics, there are about 70% of the children coming out of the Christian family that they do not attend church anymore after going to university.
我很感谢神，爱保罗牧师来了之后愿意投入时间精力来牧养青少年。
I thank the Lord when Pastor Paul Abb has come to our church and he dedicated a lot of his effort to the youth fellowship.
我也很感谢神，这些年来我们始终有一群康奈尔的大学生愿意投资时间心血在这些孩子身上。
I'm also very thankful there are a group of college students that they are willing to dedicate some of their time to youth fellowship ministry.
大家要知道带青少年很不容易。
You know that it's not easy at all to lead the youth.
这些年里面我就知道有好几位大学生教青少年主日学教到哭。
I know several of the college students, they teach the youth fellowship and they cry.
或者是回家之后伤心难过整整一个礼拜。
Oh, they feel so sorry for the whole week.
我们有这些肯付代价有爱心的大学生实在是感谢神。
We have all these college students that are willing to pay the cost. We thank for the Lord.
但是今天我们教会的青少年事工正面对一个关键性的挑战。
But our youth ministry has faced a key challenge today.
因为目前的十几位、二十位的青少年当中没有任何一位是已经受洗。
Because with all the tens or twenties of our youth,There's not one received baptism.
而且他们当中目前还看不出有谁对神有那样的热忱，愿意站起来做属灵领袖。
And among them, we cannot see even one that who has that passion to serve the Lord, become a spiritual leader.
还看不出有哪一位有那样的热情，愿意来带头鼓励其他的青少年一同在灵命上认真的追求。
We cannot see which a youthhave that passion to encourage other youth to pursue spiritually.
这个情形如果不快快的扭转过来，会对将来我们教会一代代的青少年恐怕会有负面的影响。
If we do not turn this quickly, and then for this generation of youth, there is going to be a very negative impact.
我知道我们教会很多青少年的爸妈也是信主不久的。
I know many youth that their parents do not believe the Lord for a long time.
所以我完全了解每个家庭的难处。
So I understand your difficulties.
我只是要说这么大的挑战需要教会和每个家庭都格外认真付上更多的代价才能扭转。
I just want to say that this big challenge, it takes the whole church and every family their serious attitude and pay the price that we can turn it.
在这同时我也劝所有孩子还比较小的家长要趁早看重家中的信仰教育。
At the same time, when your children are still young, I really encourage you that you should focus on their spiritual education as early as possible.
你越早带领他养成常常祷告的习惯，他长大之后就还会愿意跟你在一起祷告。
The earlier that you encourage him to pray regularly, that when he grow up, that he will willing to pray with you.
如果你的孩子还小的时候就看到爸妈天天读圣经，他开始识字之后就比较有可能养成天天读经的习惯。
If your children have seen you to read the Bible every day, then after he can read, then maybe he will be able to read the Bible every day too.
如果你孩子还小的时候，你们就固定有家庭的崇拜，哪怕是一个礼拜一次都好。
When your children are still young, if you have a regular family worship, even just once a week, this is good.
就跟团契聚会一样，有诗歌，有学习神话语的时间，有分享及彼此代祷的时间。
It's like a fellowship meeting. There are hymns, there are time to learn God's words, and the sharing and the prayer for each other.
如果你趁着你孩子还小的时候就开始这样子做
，If your children are still young, you can start doing this.
你的家庭就不只会有属灵的气氛，而且你和你的孩子会有很好的沟通。
Not only you will have a spiritual ambient, but you can have better communication with your children.
就不至于到他到青少年的时候，你唉声叹气说没办法。
So that he, when he was used, then you complain that there's no other way you can do.
我可以很有把握的说，我们教会当中每一个孩子已经上大学的基督徒家庭，都跟我有同样的感受。
I can say this firmly.In our church, that for children who have gone to college already, they have the same feeling as me.
就是我们都希望当初能够更早 懂得看重孩子灵命的成长。
And we all wish we can focus earlier on the, on our children's spiritual growth.
我们都希望当初孩子还在我们身旁的时候，我们能够做得更好。
We all hope when the children still with us, we can do a better job.
所以我讲这些真的是希望你们能够珍惜现在还有的机会。
So when I speak about this, I truly hope that when you have time, please cherish it.
早早把孩子灵命的成长放在首要的地位。
So that you can put your spiritual growth on the most important place.
甚至你孩子会多少种乐器，参加多少体育社团活动，甚至将来上什么大学，都不是最重要的。
Actually, when, what kind of musical instrument you can learn, or all the clubs, or even what college he can go is not important.
如果他后来远离神，不爱神，你再怎么担心难过，都一点办法都没有。
If he's far away from God and he does not love God,There's nothing you can do by worrying about it.
在新的一年的开始
In this new year,
你是否愿意认真的立志要操练把最好的献给神
Have you made up your mind to give of your best to the Lord?
不只是你自己立志
Not only that you have made up your mind.
带领你的孩子
Bring your children.
教导他也来操练把最好的献给主
Teach them how to give their best to the Lord.
我们一同来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn together.
Use your 习惯的语言来唱。
It's in your comfortable language.
切切渴望的旨，我要长跟随你。我在别人在旁两侧是山，你心事知道有爱，茂茂的山，因为。
your brothers for food.
我心说神像冰激凌，那月的路途里风波，我完全相信你发挥的权，我在地方就安详，我要向山人歌唱离别恩典，直到海方见主儿飞。Jesus, oh Jesus, I am your own life. Jesus, oh Jesus, I am your own life.
所以说我们恳求你听我们在你面前的祷告。
Lord Jesus, we ask you to hear our prayer before your presence.
加添我们渴慕的心。
Add to our heart of thirsting for your faith.
让我们在这一年当中真正学习将最好的献出。
That in this year we can learn how to give of our best to the Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
谢谢牧师今天的信息。
Thank you, Pastor, of his message.
真的很受感动。
Deeply impressed.
要思考一下，将最好的献给主。
Really need to think about how to give our best to the Lord.
好，那我们下面是欢迎和报告的时间。
It's time for welcome announcement.
如果你是第一次来到我们当中，请你站起来介绍你自己。
If you're first time coming here, please stand up and introduce yourself.
有没有第一次来到我们当中的新朋友？
Any first time comer?
好，让我们彼此问。
我很高兴转仓回国探亲回来。
哈哈哈哈哈！
我们看到苏慧闪离青年馆在后面。
哈哈哈哈哈！欢迎大家啊，早听的。
现在也是啊。
欢迎你们回来。好，那我们可以看我们的报告事项。
We can read the announcement bulletin.
我们二月一号有教会中文成人主日学的课程。
Starting from February 1st, there will be new Sunday school.
这里边有两班，一个是约伯记和希伯来书。
There are two classes for the Christians. One is the Hebrews. Job.
对啊，然后还有慕道班。
There's also a class for seekers.
对，还有广东话的几日学。
And also there's a class for the Cantonese speaking Christians.
我们可以考虑有这么多的机会啊，我们欢迎大家都来参加。
We can think about all these opportunities.
第二项就是康奈尔中文英文大学生有一个团契在这个周末。是退休会。
A Chinese Bible study as a fellowship, they have a retreat this weekend.
我们为艾保罗牧师祷告。
We'll pray for Pastor Paul App.
第三项就是下个主日仍然是一堂的崇拜。
We still only have one worship next week.
然后在一月二十五号的时候就恢复两堂。
And we'll start our two sessions of worship. From January 25th.
还有没有其他的报告？好，众人。
早上崇拜已经开始之后，我接到一个电话。
I received a phone call during the worship time.
是一个美国人叫 Anthony Hayes.
This is American brother called Anthony Hayes.
他留了他的电话，他说他需要。一些食物。
He leave his phone number. He needs some food.
不晓得他的状况是失业还是怎么样子。
I don't know if he's lost his job or what his condition is.
我们教会有一个原则。
We have a principle in this church.
我们能够救急，但是我们不能够救穷。
We can help in emergencies, but not for a long time.
好像 Bill Graham, 我在看他们的 program 有一个 urgent response.
in Billy Graham has started a urgent response program.
我们教会也可以做这样的啊，帮助这我们的邻居。
We can help our neighbors in the same way.
我们知道耶稣告诉我们说，假如有你看到你的啊，你周围的人渴了，你给他喝；饿了，给他吃，就是坐在他身上一样。
Jesus has teach us that we feed the poor and give them when they are thirsty, and this is like doing on the Lord Himself.
所以我鼓励弟兄姐妹们，假如你有感动的话，下周每一个家庭带一个罐头过来。那如果这些能够对这个人有帮助，我没有问候他家里多少人。假如你有这个感动你可以带来。
Next week, if you can bring a can of food. So that I can give to this brother. I don't know about this, how many people in the family yet.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
还有没有其他的报告？
Any other announcement?
我们起立唱三一颂。
Let's stand for doxology.
When we generation wide will be
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and guidance of the Holy Spirit be with you all forever and ever. 愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，天父上帝的慈爱，圣灵的感动与引领，常与你们众人同在，直到永永远远。阿门。请坐。
那我们楼下有简便的午餐。
We have a simple lunch in the basement.
我们一起为午餐祷告。
Let's say grace together.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus Christ, we praise and thank you.
我们感谢你在这种天气下，我们仍然能够来到你的殿堂。
We thank you that we can gather in these congregations, even under this weather.
我们也愿意用我们的心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
We are going.Are happy to worship you in spiritual, in spirit and in truth.
我们也谢谢你给我们每日的丰丰富富的供应。
We also thank you for your abundant providence every day.
我们也谢谢你牧师给我们这样好的信息。
We thank you for the wonderful message that the pastor gave us.
主就恳求你看顾我们下面的时间。
And Lord, we ask you to protect our following time.
让我们弟兄姐妹们在用餐的时候有一个好的交通。
So that our brothers and sisters can have a good communication during lunch.
恳求你的灵与我们同在。
May your spirit be with us.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们默祷后散会。
You can be dismissed after silent meditation.